behavior at all. It turns out that when dogs stop to go to the bathroom, they align their bodies with the north-south axis of Earth's electromagnetic field. And the reason for that is because they detect Earth's electromagnetic field, and the animals that detect the field feel most comfortable when they're aligned with that. So cows can detect Earth's electromagnetic field. So if you're driving on a still day and you drive by a cow pasture, you'll see that they're usually facing the same direction. If you check out that direction, it's almost always aligned with the north-south direction of the field. And since I've learned this, I have checked out my dogs as they go to the bathroom. I have two dogs, and I would say 9 times out of 10 or more, when they stop to go to the bathroom, they are facing a north-south direction, no matter which direction our street is on.
This alignment with the electromagnetic field of Earth helps them feel the most comfortable and at ease. Humans don't have the same sense. This is part of the reason why dogs are just so good at navigating.
They're able to get home from long distances if they've gotten lost, over terrain that they've never traveled before, and they can find us even if we've never gave them a map and we didn't show them how. And it can't be smell, it's too far. So we always thought that they could, but watching them go to the bathroom, we've actually learned that they actually can detect it. And that's one of the ways that we've used to see that they can detect it.
Another odd quirk with both dogs and cats, you may notice that their tails are always so expressive. But Spicer Wright says these patterns are more nuanced than you may think. She breaks down some of the tail wagging language in dogs.
If they're really, really excited to see you, they'll wag their tail in a circle. And that's just like so excited they can barely handle it. But one of the most amazing things I learned is that it's not just if they're wagging their tail, it's what direction they're wagging in. Because like with humans, the right side of the brain controls the left side of the body. The left side of the brain controls the right side of the body. And with dogs, the right side of the brain is that part of the body that controls like feeling nervous. It's linked to feeling, having energy and feeling nervous or sad or fight or flight. So if a dog feels those things, they will wag their tail to the left. The left side of the brain controls that side of the body, the right side of the body, but it's linked to those feel good, calm, and happy feelings. So if a dog is feeling good and calm and happy, they will wag their tails to the right.
Who would have thought? There's so much we still don't know about why our pets act in certain ways. This is just the surface of some of the interesting behaviors of the animals we love. To find out more about Eleanor Spicer Rice and all of our featured guests, visit viewpointsradio.org. Also, check out her book, Your Pet's Secret Lives, The Truth Behind Your Pet's Wildest Behaviors, now available online and in select bookstores. For more behind the scenes and to support our show, check out Viewpoints Radio on X, Facebook, and Instagram. This segment was written by our executive producer, Amira Zaveri. Our studio manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Gary Price.
Coming up, is 2024 the year of women's sports? When Viewpoints returns.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
The Radio Health Journal podcast gives listeners the latest news on what's trending in health, science, technology, and more.
The fact that we saw remission in 37% of patients at week 3 after just a single administration is something that's really encouraging to us.
Featuring medical experts who break down complex topics in a way that's easy to understand. Radio Health Journal podcast, available wherever you find your favorite podcasts and at radiohealthjournal.org.
At Progressive, we know how much you love your recreational vehicles, so we decided to record this commercial in an RV.
With a family on vacation.
Mom, who are these people?
Oh, that's Flo and Jamie. They're recording a commercial, sweetie.
Don't they do that in the studio?
Normally.
No.
But we wanted to feature a family who bundled their home and RV and saved with Progressive.
Yeah, it looks like you're all out of chips.
Okay, I think we'll just drop you off at the next gas station.
Bundle your home and other vehicles with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be a sign that your digestive system isn't working at its best? Taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil fiber powders help promote your daily digestive health using a plant-based fiber called psyllium. The gelling action of this special fiber traps and removes waste so you can feel lighter and more energetic. Metamucil, promoting digestive health for a better you. Learn more at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Every year, sports fans across the country tune into March Madness, watching 64 men's basketball teams duke it out until only one remains. Like years past, millions watched the games, made brackets, and cheered on their favorite teams. Only this time, all eyes were on the women, with standout players like Angel Reese, Juju Watkins, and Caitlin Clark to root for. Viewers were more invested in the women's tournament this year than ever before. In fact, for the first time in history, the women's championship game drew higher viewership than the men's, averaging a whopping 19 million viewers throughout the broadcast. And even now that the tournament's over, people just can't stop talking about women's basketball. Lindsay Darvin, assistant professor in the Department of Sport Management at Syracuse University, says the recent hype is from the Caitlin Clark effect.
It's happening fast right now because of this Caitlin Clark effect that people like to call it. And Caitlin Clark has a lot to do with it, obviously. Her popularity is helping the game grow and helping women's sport grow. But it's been kind of a steady climb to this point. I think a few things are at play. Social media is huge right now for women, especially women athletes, women teams. And women athletes are better at using social media. And women fans enjoy using social media for their sport content more than fans of men's sports. So it's been a few different things, but I definitely think that some of that organic marketing ability has been incredibly helpful. And now you see linear TV catching on, but also streaming is catching on too. And women's sports are being broadcast through streaming more than on linear TV. And that's been helpful as well. So it's almost like a, let's not wait until everyone else catches up. We're going to grow this ourselves. And then through what happened this year with the NCAA Women's Tournament, it just was kind of like the right place at the right time. And everything boomed all at once.
If you're unfamiliar, Caitlin Clark broke the NCAA all-time scoring record this year and was the first overall pick at the WNBA draft. She's been a big part of the elevated media attention, but this isn't the first time women's basketball has been all over social media. 3 years ago, the women's tournament went viral online, but not for the reason you'd think.
There was a student, a woman student, at the NCAA tournament, basically showing the dichotomy between being a male athlete and a female athlete, showing that the men had all of this incredible weight room afforded to them, and the women had literally a small weight rack that you would find at a really bad hotel available to them. And they clearly had the room for it. They clearly had kind of all of the bells and whistles, and they were equal competitors. And there was just a massive viral social firestorm. And with that came a huge uproar from partners, from fans, from players from around the world, professional, college, you know, parents of players, saying what is happening that the NCAA, who clearly is able to support their men's tournament in this way, can't support their women's tournament in this way.
That's Thayer Laviel, executive vice president of the Collective, the women's division of Wasserman. Fast forward to the following season, and women were allowed to use the March Madness logo for the first time. The NCAA also expanded access to services and amenities, ensuring it was equal to the men's teams. Laviel credits these changes to the 77% sponsorship increase that year, as well as record attendance at games. When looking at why women's sports hasn't reached the same level of success as men's, Darvin says it has nothing to do with interest. The interest has always been there, but the support from organizations hasn't.
The NCAA has essentially suppressed the market for women's sport since the passage of Title IX. They've always been a little bit fearful about what the growth of women's sport is going to mean for men's sport, and they didn't think there was space for both. I think what people need to understand is it has kind of been this intentional suppression of the market because there has been fear that there's not enough revenue to go around for everybody, which we are seeing is just absolutely not true.
Speaking of revenue, elite women's sports is projected to make over $1 billion this year, up 300% from 2021. But while women's sports is clearly an extremely profitable business, the athletes aren't being paid as such. During her rookie WNBA year, Caitlin Clark will make just $76,000. Compare this to Victor Wembanyama, the first overall pick in the NBA draft, who will earn $12 million.
I think what that did was really land with fans who just came into college basketball and really saw her and others' prowess on the court to say, wow, these women can actually play ball. And what do you mean that's what she's making, you know? And kind of the outrage of that.
This disparity is an issue across all of women's sports. In 2016, the National Women's Soccer Team fought the U.S. Soccer Federation for equal pay, even though they won two consecutive World Cups and generated more income than the men. To combat these pay inequities, female athletes are forced to find other sources of income, such as social media sponsorships, NIL deals, or even playing overseas. Unlike male athletes, they can't make a living solely from playing their sport.
We did a study recently with Royal Bank of Canada, with RBC, that looked at the value of a woman athlete. And what we found was that on average, across many different sports leagues and teams, men make 21 times what women make on the field of play. And so what that means is that women athletes have to make 82% of their income off the field of play. So imagine going to your day job, and then you have to go get a job to make 82% of your income.
While part of the massive wage gap can be attributed to women's sports making less money, their value is climbing by the day. Now that the division is getting more organizational support and media coverage, athletes will have a better chance to succeed, both in the NCAA and professionally. Laviel says the next step is to add more leagues and teams, which will expand the business and give more female athletes a chance to go pro.
Another study we did last year, actually, we looked at the coverage number going up of less than 4% of women's coverage or sports media coverage dedicated to women's sports going to 16%. What was really interesting about that study was actually that 53% of D1 athletics were actually women's competitions. And then when you looked at the professional number of competitions for, you know, the number of competitions for women's sports versus men's sports, only 8% were women's. And that's just because there aren't enough places for people to graduate to. So you have more incredible WNBA possible players than you have WNBA positions available. So the more that we're able to increase leagues and teams, the more we'll see some of these superstar athletes coming out of college in tons of different areas of athletics that we'll be able to watch and continue to cheer on.
She adds that fans have the power to make a difference too. If there's a women's sports team or particular athlete you want to support, the best way to do it is to go and watch them play. Women's games are typically cheaper and more accessible, but that could easily change in the coming months and years. While most of the recent buzz has revolved around basketball, it's important to recognize that interest in all women's sports has been climbing steadily for years. And now that these teams and athletes are becoming more mainstream, they'll need our support to keep the momentum going. It turns out the Caitlin Clark effect is creating a movement that extends far beyond just basketball.
Look no further than professional women's hockey, right? So they are, you know, breaking records almost every game. It's hard to keep up with all the records that they're breaking in terms of the amount of fans that are attending these events. I think that they just hit 18 or 19,000 fans at one of their events, right? So women's hockey is definitely coming up. I would say even like a women's lacrosse is definitely seeing a lot of growth. It's going to carry over to the Olympics as well, which are coming up. So the momentum is really great right now for this and all of this growth. Traditionally, women athletes see really great coverage numbers during the Olympics. So that's probably just going to continue to increase with the Summer Olympics coming up in Paris. So Yes, it's transcending all sport. It's not just women's basketball. And obviously women's soccer has been at the top for a very long time. And we're going to continue to see that grow as well, too. The growth has been there for all women's sports. And what's so great about women's athletics is once one sport does well, we tend to see that it carries over to the others.
To find out more about Lindsay Darvin, Thayer LaVielle, and all of our featured guests, visit viewpointsradio.org. For more behind the scenes, check out Viewpoints Radio on X, Facebook, and Instagram. This segment was written and produced by Grace Galanti. Our executive producer is Amira Zaveri. Studio production by Jason Dickey. I'm Marty Peterson.
Viewpoints returns in just a moment.
Each week on the Viewpoints Radio podcast, you'll hear from our leading experts on an important topic within education, history, society, psychology, and more.
If you can show a good money personality, one where you've got good values around how you acquire, how you use, and how you manage money, those patterns will be passed along generations.
Viewpoints Radio podcast is produced by our team of award-winning journalists. Subscribe today by searching Viewpoints Radio wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
Roll Charmin ultra strong when you drop in the beat. It cleans way less effort on your seat. Yeah. Roll it. Drop it. Yeah. Roll it. Drop it.
Okay.
Charmin flows extra strong from the road. Get your butt hella clean while you're sitting on the bowl. Yeah. It's all you need for that bathroom groove. Get you in and out without nothing to prove.
Charmin ultra strong cleans better so you can use less. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
This is Viewpoints Explained. I'm Ebony McMorris. How many times a day do you use the internet? For some of us, the habit is so second nature that it can be hard to come up with an exact number. Whether we're logging on from a computer or a smartphone, the internet makes it possible to work, study, shop, travel, find information, and more. For the average person, this access to home high-speed internet costs between $60 to $90 per month, according to a 2022 Consumer Reports study that analyzed 18,000 internet bills. Out of this sample, the median price was $75 per month. For millions of low-income Americans, this steep price for service just doesn't fit into the budget. However, for the last two-plus years, one saving grace has been a federal program called the Affordable Connectivity Act. The initiative, which is overseen by the Federal Communications Commission, has provided eligible households with a discount of up to $30 per month for at-home internet access. Since the beginning of 2022, this program has helped 23 million low-income families gain access to the many available resources online. The White House reports that about half of the participants are military families, one quarter are Black, and another quarter are Latino. The data also shows that roughly 14 million Americans over the age of 50 benefit as well. Despite the success of this program in helping more people get online, the Affordable Connectivity Act is set to run out of funds and shut down later this month unless lawmakers can push through new funding. For years, there's been a lot of debate around the government subsidizing internet because it's seen as a vital basic utility in today's world. Imagine trying to get by at work or school without any access to the web. If new funding doesn't come through soon, many of the most vulnerable among us may soon face this struggle. That's Viewpoints Explained for this week. More in a moment.
Welcome to Culture Crash, where we examine what's new and old in entertainment. Since 1989, Trent Reznor has been one of the most exciting voices in music. His band Nine Inch Nails was voted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and has sold more than 20 million records, so that alone would be enough to make him a music legend. But in 2010, Reznor and collaborator Atticus Ross joined the shortlist of the elite movie score composers with their music for David Fincher's The Social Network, which won them an Academy Award. Since then, Reznor and Ross have composed a number of incredible scores. They made the music for HBO's Watchmen miniseries and won a second Oscar with the Pixar movie Soul. But my favorite of their scores comes from the new movie from director Luca Guadagnino, Challengers. Challengers stars Zendaya, Mike Feist, and Josh O'Connor as a trio of star-crossed tennis-playing lovers. The movie puts the sexuality of Guadagnino's film Call Me By Your Name into the sturdy structure of a contemporary sports movie. The resulting film is terrific, and the string that holds the whole thing together is the score from Reznor and Ross. A bass-thumping, dance-house-inspired techno score, Reznor and Ross's work adds energy and excitement, both to the sports aspect and the charged relationships of the film. It's often accompanied by exquisitely shot images in super slow motion, and the combination had me absolutely enthralled whenever they came together over the film's 2 hours and 11 minutes. As with all great scores, the music from Challengers is also absolutely great to listen to on its own. I've listened to it when I'm working and when I'm out on a run. No matter what you're doing or what you're watching, one sure way to make it feel a whole lot more exciting would be to throw on the Challengers score. I'm Evan Rook.
Here from Progressive to tell you how you get more than great savings with us. You get customer service access through our mobile app, online chat, or by phone.
That's a lot of ways I can get in touch with you.
I see what's going on here. You can't name favors, but I'm your number one customer.
Actually, we offer all our customers these ways to contact us.
Uh-huh. I'm sure you give just any customer your personal
company
contact info.
Well, you did call us more than any other customer this year, so in that sense, you are our number one customer.
Get help from Progressive through the website, app, chat, or phone. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Are you wet shaving? You'll get razor bumps.
Nah, Pops. I'm good with Gillette Skin Guard. How long you been growing that beard Mama hates anyway?
Since 77. I shaved and got ingrown so bad.
That's why I use the Gillette Skin Guard razor, face scrub, shave gel, and moisturizer. So I don't have to worry about new razor bumps or shaving irritation.
Gillette Skin Guard, huh? Your mama's gonna love this one.
The best a man can get keeps getting better with Gillette Skin Guard. Buy now at a retailer near you.
And that's Viewpoints for this week. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to learn more about upcoming shows. And find a library of past programs on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Spotify. Plus, you'll always find previous segments and more information about our guests at viewpointsradio.org. Join us again next week for another edition of Viewpoints.
Some old deep cut cheap trick. Got your girl singing every word of it, so you bring a couple shots of chill Patron to the prettiest thing that you ever hit on. Somehow she ain't got a boyfriend, so you make her laugh all night and then take her home. still can't wait to take her home, fall in love, thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms.
Country.
To this day, when I hear that song, I see you standing there on that lawn. Discount shades, store-bought tan, flip-flops and cut-off jeans. Somewhere between that setting sun, I'm on fire, I'm born to run. You looked at me and I was done, but we're just getting started. Never been more free. Fired up my daddy's lighter and we sang, oh, oh, oh. Stayed there till they forced us out and took the long way to your house. I think about the stars in the sky. Funny how many
me up every couple of weeks. South California, talk about the desert and the Joshua tree. His pretty girl stories, how he bought an A Street trailer and a J45 guitar. Said, little brother, you love it out here, out where the wild things are. Oh, his heart's on fire and crazy dreams. Oh, the nights ignite like gasoline.
She's got sounded so good. 98Q Country.
Legal professionals standing by to answer your questions. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-460-3550 to speak with a live person now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to CleanOrigin.com. Founded by a leading family in the diamond industry for more than a century, we're experts in lab-grown diamonds because that's all we do. Clean Origin, the only diamond jewelers who give you a 100-day, no-questions-asked return on your purchase. Head to CleanOrigin.com or one of our retail stores and mention code RADIO10 for 10% off your purchase. That's CleanOrigin.com, code RADIO10.
Make breakfast a real high spot in your day.
I just love that country music.
I do love country music.
Country music.
98Q Country.
Probably tell him we're burnt out flame. Probably tell him.
about? Are you thinking about when you're facing what he's drinking? Are you thinking about me? Do you hide your phone? Did you change my name? When he wants to go to our go-to place, do you tell him you can't? Then go out of your way to be somewhere, any damn way I ain't. When you're facing what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes, tell me who do you see? When you're facing what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Coming over tonight, with that truck in your drive, was mine just like you know it's supposed to be. When you're up in his bed, am I up in your head, making you crazy? Tell me, baby, are you thinking about me? Are you thinking about me?
2024 Inland Game Fish Opener is in the books. Nice weather compared to most openers greeted early morning anglers the first day, till the skies opened up by the late morning. Water temps of 46 degrees on the large deep lakes to 52 on the smaller lakes and flowages met morning anglers' urge to go to shallow from past experience or from listening to these fishing posts that I write did not pan out for most of us. Yet walleyes were caught and a lot of anglers were out on the water. Walleyes, they were good. With most bodies of water in the post-spawn time frame for walleye, it was expected they would have the feed bag on in the shallow, gorging on young perch and minnows. While some reports of success on smaller walleyes and tight, better catches came from somewhat deeper water, many in 12 to 15 feet, and most of those fish were full of mayfly larvae that the walleyes had rooted out of the mud. This is unusual for this time of year, but as the water's warm, expect these fish, as we started to find on Monday afternoon, moving up into the shallows and taking our minnow or leech on jig combos. This has been the Kurtz Island Fishing Report from Kurtz Island Sport Shop in Minocqua.
Get hooked on adventure at Kurtz Island Sport Shop. Reel in the big ones with their Primo fishing gear. From rods that lure envy to bait that fish can't resist. Need a fish whisperer? Kurtz Pros offer guide services to turn your fishing tales into legends. Swing by 824 Highway 51 North in Minocqua and gear up for epic fishing fun. Kurtz Island Sports Shop, where fishing dreams and big laughs are always in stock.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly sunny skies, highs in the mid and upper 70s. Watch for some showers or storms in the mid to late afternoon hours. Those will end early in the evening. We'll see mostly clear skies overnight, lower 40s. On Monday, sunshine and middle 60s. Currently 49 degrees.
Attention, please.
We are Lady A.
Hey, y'all, this is Walker Hayes.
Country.
98Q Country.
She talks about the future like she's flipping through a magazine. Finds the beauty in the thrown away and broken things. Gets excited about all my that
yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Girls are fun.